Coming up on the next BMW Motorrad Ride and Talk podcast, an exclusive look into the new BMW Motorrad Expedition Leader Training Program. Take a listen. Hi, everyone. I'm Sean Thomas. Welcome to the latest episode of the BMW Motorrad Ride and Talk podcast. Before we begin today, I want to remind you to please like, subscribe, and comment to this and other Ride and Talk episodes. We very much appreciate your support.
Yeah, I have the big honor to open this expedition leader course that we are running. My name is Ralf Rodepeter. I'm responsible for the marketing of BMW Motorrad, which is...
Recently, a group of experienced trainers and tour guides assembled in Spain to attend the first ever BMW Motorrad Expedition Leader Training. These eight individuals came from all over the world, including Australia, Germany, Hungary, Taiwan, Mexico, Portugal, Romania, and Estonia. Each of these individuals shared prestigious pedigrees, certifications in both off-road riding instruction and tour guiding via BMW Motorrad's exclusive International Riders Academy. This academy has been developed over several decades to help ensure BMW training and tour partners offer expert and premium experiences. A new program called Expedition Leader is the latest certification offered from BMW Motorrad. Dr. Ralf Rodepeter, head of brand management at BMW Motorrad, offers some detail.
So I think we are very successful with this education in different riding academies. So now we have a new structure in terms of we saw in the last couple of years that we need very special skills when it comes to not only marketing events, but also touring events where customers are riding with tour guides together. And so we said, hey, under this International Riding Academy, we have several categories. And one is the on-road tour guide, as we had it before. Then we found it now this off-road instructor. And the combination out of this is expedition leader. So somebody who has an on-road tour guide education and is an off-road instructor. And then we do an additional course, what we are running here now, to make them an expedition leader. When you're really getting into an area where you do not know the landscape, where you do not know perhaps the culture of the people there and how to deal with all these different things. So it is more mental training actually than a pure riding training.
Now, I know that you know from personal experience that there can be mishaps in the backcountry, and it's very important to be able to manage this when it happens. Somebody has an accident, for example. Is this part of the inspiration for you to help create this program?
Absolutely. Yes, as you know, I had a heavy accident a couple of years ago in somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and I experienced how important it is that you have people around you that knows what to do. It was really, we were in the absolute remote area, nothing there. And then it is so important to have guys around you which knows how to lead in such a situation. And that was actually the starting point of it, that we say, hey, we know from several off-road experiences, or especially of course the GS trophy, we know what these guys need to know about. And it's much more than just good riding. Of course, they are all excellent off-road riders and excellent on-road riders, but it is much more to deal with such situations when it really gets tough.
I think even in more than that, you know, you have to deal with mishap. You have to know how to lead people, but you also have to be other things. You have to be a mentor and a coach and sometimes a cheerleader and an entertainer. Do you feel like this program helps people to ascend to these levels?
Absolutely. You're totally right. We want to go ahead of riding. It is this leading personality, and to train that, of course, nobody gets born as a leader. You have to train that, and you have to learn that. And we want to find out who's able to learn that, to really be in this, in such situations, in all situations, actually.
I noticed that today is day zero. You're here and you got to witness exactly what the students have to go through firsthand, which is they're given some equipment and pointed to a location offsite and said, set up your tents and we'll see you in a few hours for dinner. Do you feel like this is the goal of this exercise, is to witness self-sufficiency and see how they manage themselves with little direction?
Exactly. And in the rest of the week, they will be faced with situations which are not planned for them. So they will get exercises, or they will experience something that will, there's something next to the road that we fake some accidents, or that we fake some strange situations. If one of the group is asking silly questions or is asking, is it really right what you're doing there? And we want to see how these students are dealing with these situations. And of course, a starting point was building up the tents here. And I think they did not expect that they have to do that, that they come here, get a short briefing, we're asked what they would like to have for dinner. And then they were sent out in the world to build up their tents and, and deal with such little situations which are unexpected for them.
Yeah, so we were didn't have any cables, so we had to improvise like how to find cables to bridge the broken cable.
A critically important part of becoming an expedition leader is understanding BMW motorcycle models and how to perform basic trailside repairs. During the program, students are challenged to diagnose and repair common and sometimes uncommon issues that may arise in the backcountry. Here, Ernesto, a student from Mexico, describes his experiences tackling an issue alongside his teammate Ulvar from Estonia and how they overcame some unforeseen challenges.
Well, we role played some parts where we had to fix a tire for a 1300. Then we did the F900, which is very new for all of us. So it was kind of frustrating, but we managed to do it. But mainly, the challenge is to agree on something, stick by a plan, and have it done. This was one exercise. Other exercise was towing a bike with no engine. So with one bike, pulling two, hill up and stuff. So it was very interesting. We've never done it before. They gave us all the device. They explained us the drill. And then we got to perform. So again, interesting results. You have to do a lot of teamwork, know who is doing what and when. So it was interesting. I team up with Ulver, which is Estonian. And yeah, well, we're both Latin with the Latin background. So we want to take over right away, which is sometimes we're not so strategic because we're first fighting for power.
I noticed that the two of you working together, you know, you mentioned that you guys struggled a little bit, and I had an opportunity to watch the two of you work together at first, where there was a lot of push back and forth. Yeah. And then I got to watch you again later in the day where the two of you were like fast friends and you were really connected. Tell me about that, how that came to be.
Yeah, we talked about it because we faced that we were fighting each other. And in the end, this is not about winning. We don't want the best of the eight. We want the eight to be the best. And that was like the crashing moment. Mm-hmm. when we talked about this last night, all of us.
Yeah.
Because we really, and I lectured this in a university recently. If you come to a classroom and there is 20 people and you're working in the subject leadership, you don't want one leader and 19 followers. You want 20 leaders. And if you look at the university scope, you want 200 leaders. Everybody that goes in the university and takes this class, this subject, becomes out a leader. So you have to know when you're going to play the leader role and then help your teams.
I think the quote says, a true leader has the compassion to listen to the needs of others.
Yes.
Among other things. And I think that a leader in this case also sometimes has to be willing to follow too. Yeah.
Sure. Sure. But when you see a leader very, with a big authority, no, it doesn't listen to you and it's just telling you to do things, you might follow, but for a while. Mm. You're not committed. Mm. And when you find a leader that does things because he's sure about it, it kind of makes you want to do it. Mm. That's kind of the difference. And in our activities, when we're taking out friends to Adventure World, you want to build up this trust kind of quickly. Mm. I mean, this is what we're here for. You have to be kind of a psychologist because sometimes there are personalities, there are nationalities which don't like you to lead them. They don't want to win you, to let them win them so quickly.
Mm.
So you have to be able to tackle these issues.
Yo, yo.
The adventure riding community is both vast and welcoming to all. Anyone that has experienced a tour or group ride has likely come away with friendships that can last a lifetime. As the group of Expedition Leader students connected and helped one another, it was clear that three of these individuals, Rob from Australia, Tara from Romania, and Ulvar from Estonia, had been friends for a long time. Here they discuss the curriculum, their friendship, and how they were surprised to meet one another at the Expedition Leader training. All right, so it's pretty clear that you guys know each other from times past. So tell me the story. How do you know each other?
I met Tara when a mutual friend just dumped us together one night and said, you guys will get on really well. And then we did.
When was that?
It was a good night.
When?
That was 2 days before the training we did, the instructor training.
Me and Rob, and all together
we met
tour guide training. Yeah,
the ITA. Yeah,
and I think it's a first day or second day. I think it was a very good match.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, did you guys know that you were all coming to this event together?
No.
It was blind selection.
We met here, and I said, "What are you doing? I don't know." What are you doing? I don't know.
It was like secret stuff that we told us.
And we all got told we're not allowed to talk about it with anyone. Yeah. So we were standing next to each other and not talking about it.
Like, yeah. I think we just appeared here, hands in the pocket. What are you doing here? What are you doing here?
It was a very good surprise, actually.
So I haven't taken the Tour Guide Academy training yet. How is it different than what you're doing here?
It's all on road. And it's, I think you're fully supported when you do your scenario trainings. Unlike here where a lot of the time they tell us we have no reception, we have to fend for ourselves basically out on the road.
Yeah.
I think what's happening here, it's just using our own knowledge all over the years.
Yeah.
Because all of us have we do this since quite a while.
Yeah.
And then pretty much that's what we usually do in our tours. But put a little bit more to the extreme, I would say, maybe. Yeah.
It was very intensive, actually, this week.
Yeah.
It's like what we normally do, but they've removed some of the safety nets that we normally have in place for our tours, just to see how we react and what we can come up with to get around different obstacles.
It was really interesting being here and watching how it goes down, you know, and basically watching, you know, them set up an accident scene. It's intense.
Yeah,
you know, really? Even the simulations.
Me and Rob, we were like, it was another scene, you know, like it was so real, you know, all the scene and everything. It's like putting yourself straight into the position where you have to act, you know.
Yeah.
And everything was very, very close to reality. And I'm very happy that I think we are all the group, everybody, that we do this because everybody needs this. So, yeah.
It was really interesting, like after they would do their fake accidents, they would sort of walk us through the scene and say, you know, these are the things that were the signs that we put out, the clues to what happened.
Yeah.
You know, like that time when he was unconscious, quote unquote, and you have to figure out, like, is he breathing, you know, is his airway clear, is circulation good, and that sort of thing. And he tells us later, like, you know, if you looked at the bike, you would have seen that the mirror was knocked loose and it was laying in a certain direction and I was laying in a certain other direction. And that all pointed to me hitting my chest on the way. I go, yeah, it totally did. And I just didn't catch it.
One of the ones I love doing is they'll put the passenger foot pegs out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even though you know he didn't have a passenger on 10 minutes ago, you're supposed to look for the passenger foot pegs and then you go, there's two people and one of them's down a fucking cliff or something.
Oh,
yeah.
That's why I always take 10 seconds, look around, and then act.
It's interesting because even when it's a simulation, like there's that little ounce of panic, you know, like I'm on the outside looking in, even I'm going, oh man, this is freaking me out a little bit.
Yeah. Heart rate's up.
Yeah.
It is, like I said before, it just looks so real and then you have to act. What do? You feel sometimes so incompetent.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But then these exercises we do, this is why we are here for.
Right.
And yeah. It's super important.
We did it a couple every day, let's say twice. And it is very good training. So you will memorize what you need to do.
It teaches you how to use all of those skills that you learn in the classroom, but with that added element of that heart rate up and a little bit of panic going and trying to stay calm under that pressure.
Practice makes perfect.
Mm. What's your biggest takeaway from this, just simply put?
That
I think it's mixed.
Yeah,
it's not only one thing. I think it's mixed. Even the leading, sometimes the small steps. We know how to be a tour guide, but it's the small tips every day. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Also, I think it's my biggest takeaway with these two guys is that it's possible to have a really, really good time while mixing it with stuff that's really, really serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like we're all learning stuff, but we're all laughing in between the lessons too.
Yeah. Who's your favorite, the outsider, you know, the person that's come in here, that's taken the training that you say, yeah, this person is awesome.
I would say Yo-Yo.
Yeah. Yo-Yo.
That was the one.
I would say Yo-Yo. Yeah.
He's
awesome.
Super nice humor.
Yeah.
For example, yesterday is my first time ride the highway in the Europe. So everything for me is nervous and unconfident because...
Almost immediately, Yo-Yo became a favorite among students and instructors. A shy and friendly student from Taiwan, Yo-Yo was in a unique position in that he had never before set foot in this region of the world. Nevertheless, Yo-Yo applied himself and successfully faced every challenge he was given, much to the excitement of his fellow students. So, Yo-Yo, you have already graduated from both the Off-Road Academy and the Tour Guide Academy, is that right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And today you had a chance to be a tour guide again, but this time in a country you've never been to before.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. How did it go?
It's... amazing country, and everything for me is a new experience and super cool for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How different is this experience than what you expected?
I think everything, because everything is more experienced than me. So I learn a lot, actually, I learn every day.
Now, you went on a ride today after class was over. With some very good riders.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about that. How was the ride?
The track is super exciting. And some track is a single track and super sharp and super crazy, but it's so fun.
Nice. You rode very, very well today.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Very cool. Well done, buddy.
The patient who couldn't move his legs anymore, the solution was to actually use the natural resources that we had available to us. We built a stretcher.
A critical part of leading any motorcycle tour is knowing how to contend with injuries. The Expedition Leader Program focuses on this by subjecting students to scenarios where they are tasked with assessing, diagnosing, and administering aid to injured riders to the best of their abilities. While these scenarios are staged, students are expected to treat them as real. Sometimes they are mistaken as being actual emergencies, as Carlos from Portugal experienced during one of his trail side injury scenarios.
So it's role-playing. Basically, we are just... experimenting with like a real case scenario, and I was given a victim, and one of my resources is the escort car. There's a car following us for the experience, and to solve this possible situation, this hypothetical situation, I would use the car.
Yeah.
And in the heat of the situation, and because they make it look very real, I called the car. And Gertie, the driver, answer the phone, and I tell him, hey, I have this situation. And I go on explaining the situation, and it took me 20 seconds to realize that, Gertie, this is a drill. And Gertie on the other side, it's real, I know. And I said, no, wait. And I sort of panic and thought, oh no, now miscommunication is installed. There's a rescue chain that is going to be activated. And I had really to act really fast. And I stopped him and made it quite clear that it was a drill, not a real situation. And we were just playing first aid and it was not needed. But it's quite intense because we all been through real first aid situations. And when you are trying again with one of these, hypothetically, it kicks in. You're into real mode. You know, it's playing, but you're in problem-solving mode. You're in channeling your resources and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Will, are you okay? Be careful of that hole. That's the most important part. One, two, three.
Even an event like the Expedition Leader Training Program is susceptible to unforeseen issues. Since actual accidents can occur, the team is prepared not only with support vehicles and tools, but an actual trauma surgeon who accompanies the group, helps the trained students, and contends with any injuries that may occur. But what happens when the trauma surgeon is the one who is injured? Lila, an instructor and tour guide from Hungary, shares her experience with what she first thought was just another trailside scenario.
So we were told at the beginning, expect the unexpected. That was completely unexpected. We were riding in a group where, the doctor was one from the group. And what happened? He was bitten by a bee and he happens to be allergic. But this is a real thing. And I was the expedition leader at the time and I had some other fake challenges before. So I thought, okay, we have some lost participants. Are they joking or what's happening? I wrote back. And then the doctor was sitting on the floor telling me that, he was bitten by a bee. And his ears are going like swollen. And since he's a doctor, he was really guiding us through the whole process, what we are supposed to do. And first of all, I thought, okay, is he joking? Is it normal? I have two challenges that close to each other. But it was interesting to see the real experience. But I would say that after a few trials of different kind of accidents can happen, we knew exactly what we had to do. And the doctor was guiding through what medication to give him. I was holding a bag of the salty liquid.
Yeah, like saline.
Exactly. He put a needle in himself. We had to hold his arm because we didn't tie it. You know, when you have a blood test, you also have to hold it up there and then so you catch the vein. So it was very, very exciting. But also, I was still asking myself, okay, are we playing? Is it true? But it was a real situation. And then, after he giving him medications, we also had to find out where is the nearest hospital where he can be taken care of. Because, we also had an EpiPen with us, but he said we should try with other medication first because an EpiPen is a huge shock for the body. So we had to, after that, organize him going to hospital for observation. And, exciting story.
I expected it from you because you did it yesterday already very good. Okay. And we always trained that as well, technical check.
A large part of becoming an expedition leader is learning to contend with roadside mechanical issues and injuries. To that end, instructors drill students with scenario after scenario, each more difficult than the last, all with the goal of preparing them for what may come. But these scenarios are not the rule. They are the exception, as most tours conclude with few to no issues. Chris Zimmerman, the lead instructor at the inaugural Expedition Leader Training, explains the need to know how to contend with these issues, even though they are rare.
Since I'm 21 years old, I work as tour guide, professional tour guide, and travel all over the world.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you see a lot of things happen, and there you just collect experience. And at the beginning, I was also very... You know it yourself, you're tense, you don't know how to deal with situations. Mm. But when you do that so often, at one point, you just get a routine.
I think if I were on the outside looking in, having never been an instructor or tour guide, I would see what we're covering here as things that would maybe scare me from wanting to be a tour guide. Because it really, there's a lot of negativity that we face here.
Yeah, that's kind of right. But what you always have to keep in mind, this is a training. We prepare the people for the worst part. And honestly, everything what we through lived in those week and this week, we had that's more than ever happened in all my tour guiding life. And that's a good thing. But what's important for us and for the course here, that we are prepared if something happens, that we can deal with it, that we know what to do, that we as BMW guides, instructors, expedition leaders, that we know exactly in every moment how to deal with it, or at least once heard it in a training, so we are prepared when really something happens, that you in this moment realize, hey, there was something. In the expedition leader course, we actually had exactly that situation, and maybe that saves at the end somebody's life.
I've taken both your on-road training and the off-road training, and in each of those courses, we had an element about first aid. How is what you're teaching here different than what you experienced in those other two?
It's a big combination of it. Instructing is a strong thing. It's a closed area, and there you teach people how to instruct. So it's more about didactics, you know, about how you talk to people, how you get the person to do the right things. And it's about really about teaching. And tour guiding, on-road tour guiding, is about tour guiding, GPS, first aid, but in a different way, because on roads, there's always some safety system, some ambulance coming, etc. And this is something you don't have when you are in the off-road later on an expedition, for example, when you're then really out there and you don't have all that positive helpers in the world that's worldwide available. Well, not worldwide, but in the most civilized countries, you got that. So there we come into the expedition part. It's when you're outside, when you're in countries that don't have this, the healthcare system, the systems that we rely on here in Europe, for example. And when you're out of that reach, you need to help yourself. And this is this course about. It's about the off-road riding. It's about helping people. It's about first aid. It's about mechanical skills. It's about, well, making the people better in their jobs, and also in these moments when there is nothing and nobody else to help them, that they know what to do.
One, two, three, yay!
After more than a week of training, it's time to see who has graduated from the first ever expedition leader training. Martin from Germany describes how it feels to be one of the first ever certified expedition leaders and the importance of teamwork in achieving success.
It's amazing. Of course, it's a big relief that I made it. It was a super exciting week, quite intense. A lot of difficult tasks, complex stuff that we had to work on. So, it's a big relief and a big honor, actually, that I was able to participate. So I'm very happy. Yeah.
I noticed that right from the start, you and the other students here got together and would strategize, and you talk about what the day would bring and how to prepare and what to do. Tell me how that came together.
I mean, we've been mixed in different group settings. So every second day, kind of, we had new team members in our team. And of course, you also want to get to know the other guys a little bit better, and then, prepare your strategy on how to work together, because a lot of those tasks involved that we kind of decide who's going to be the leader in our small group and who's going to coordinate. And when you discuss about stuff like that a little bit upfront, then it's, of course, a lot easier to react.
Throughout the world, only a distinguished few hold a BMW Motorrad certification for training and tour guiding. The Expedition Leader program serves as the next step for those that wish to ascend to the next level. Here's what some of our newest Expedition Leader graduates have to say to those considering this exciting new program.
You have to be a very good rider, because that cannot be injuring you. You really have to have the skill, the riding skills, so you're not worried about them.
You have to be expert of first aid, and I would recommend you to refresh your first A training every year, if possible.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, mechanical things. So perhaps train it at home as much as possible. So if it happens in real life, then you know exactly what to do and you have practice in it.
Once again, I learned how much effort and how much enthusiasm BMW Motorrad builds this international community. Mm-hmm. It was the same in the other trainings. I also did the off-road instructor and the international tour guide. And we're constantly having people from all over the world and doing this training. And because BMW wants to have the same standards, no matter where you go, right? If you go to Mexico and do a tour there, or you go to Thailand or New Zealand, Australia, Brazil, whatever. Like, it's really where you're part of a big community worldwide who just like to ride bikes.
We very much hope you have enjoyed this episode. We want to hear from you, so please rate, comment, and share your thoughts about this podcast. We have many more episodes on the way, so please subscribe, follow along, and share your requests for future episodes of the BMW Motorrad Ride and Talk podcast.